to read through it. I note an interesting translation issue. I think, strictly speaking, Sao Paulo is St. Paul. But I think anyone reading this would think that St. Paul is in Minnesota and Sao Paulo is in Brazil. So any other suggestions on the communique? May I hear a motion to accept the communique with the one change? If you could use the mic, please.
In para 3, members discuss the possibility and process of expanding the membership in the future. Maybe the words "could be expanded if possible" should be struck off.
Yeah, okay. Actually, that's an interesting question. We discussed that point in closed session, so I wonder if it really belongs in the communique. Or just the sentence. I suggest on reflection that we delete the sentence. Nothing mysterious about it. It's just a process of keeping things in their right places. Any further changes?
I missed the last comment. I don't know if it's the same. In the 1-2-3 paragraph, the second sentence, or the third sentence actually, members discussed the possibility and process of expanding the membership, could be expanded, so something's missing here.
Yeah, we just agreed to delete the sentence.
Yeah, I think I missed, sorry.
Please.
Just a small typo, in the second line of the paragraph, members acknowledge that with joint effort or joint effort? I'm not in English.
Actually, it could be either, I think.
Okay. The third line, the AEG works smoothly and achieves. Is there an S there?
Yeah, it should be and achieves. Yeah.
Okay. Also, reading also fruitful results, which is facilitating? Instead of which facilitate? I don't know.
No, I don't think you need the...
Just facilitate.
Just facilitate is fine. Okay. All right, I propose then that we accept... one more.
A quick one, Wayne, perhaps it might pay if we consider expressing explicitly on the translation issues the assignment we are intended to convey to the regional standard setters, to make it a request eventually. Just an idea.
I think that might work. I take your point, but I think it needs more than that. I planned to communicate with the chairs of those groups directly. And so I don't think we need it in the communique. All right. propose that the communique then stand as revised. It will be emailed to all of you, and I think several of you do follow the practice of publishing it on your websites. I think we will also, it will certainly be part of the materials that we publish on the IASB website. It then falls to me to summarize the meeting. When I was in school and worked on the high school newspaper, our advisor said that in anything you should say that a good time was had by all. So I think that's absolutely true of this meeting. We've been summarizing on each of the topics as we go along, but let me talk about each of them individually and the takeaway that I have, the message that I intend to take back. On the agriculture issue, I think the consensus of the group was that while there were some who desired a more fundamental consideration, especially of the cross-cutting issues, there was certainly no objection to moving ahead with the limited project that the board had included in its agenda consultation. The message I would take back to the board on that is that there was some support for an option similar to IAS 40 rather than a straight-up requirement one way or another, but that there was certainly no objection to moving ahead. And the positive injunction on Amaro and I to make sure if any board members don't already understand it, that they understand how important this is to emerging economies. On the question of how to define and scope the project, I have highlighted that there are two competing views of how one should define bearer biological assets. One view, which I think is similar to the AOSSG paper, could be expressed in terms of no alternative use. So you can't use a grapevine for anything but to produce grapes. It has no saleable attribute apart from that. The competing view was what I have described as a predominant use test, which says you look at the biological asset and you say, what is it being used for? So it's a management intent driven, God forgive me, a business model test. And I think the views of the group were divided between those two, as I would have expected them to be. With regard to the issue three, which was the initial measurement attribute, when something achieves the stage of being capable of being a bearer biological asset. So when, I think Domenico pointed out to us that things are always undergoing biological transformation. So the question is, when does it cease growing and become wasting? I think we could have almost divided it straight down the middle of the table. With the group to my left favoring the use of a fair value approach up until the point that it's transferred to production, and the group on the right favoring a cost accumulation approach, similar to what we already have for self-constructed assets in IAS 16. The most difficult, and I admit to being surprised on this, is the question of what guidance might be necessary in the context of a cost model for some kinds of agricultural produce. I've written down, I think, six different issues. As I mentioned, I'm going to ask the IASB staff to listen to the recording. My personal observation is some of these issues are present already in IAS 16, but custom, practice, whatever, we've learned to deal with. And so we don't feel the need in IAS 16 for guidance on, for example, the difference between cost absorption and administrative costs and things like that. A full cost approach, we assume that people know how to do those. So it'll be important for the board to be able to draw a line between things that are unique to agriculture and certainly the difference between things that are harvested year-round and things that are harvested seasonally, excuse me, is one that we'll need to think about. Today's discussion, which, as is our custom, we devoted to emerging issues, and I think this was the best discussion of emerging issues taken together that we've had. We are definitely going to need to get the Indonesian board to teach some of the rest of us how to prepare these papers, because they are very good, and that's, having read lots of things like this, that's a serious comment. The question with a telecom tower is whether it's property, plant, and equipment, and therefore properly resides in IAS 16, or whether it is an investment property, or whether, depending on how it is owned and structured, it might fall into either category. I think the majority view of those who spoke was that this is property, plant, and equipment, that it doesn't have many of the usual attributes that people would associate with a building. However, there was a minority view that said, no, depending on how it's structured, this may be a fixed income investment. I think that was the term that Nelson quoted one operator, one lessor is using. And in that case, it might fit 40. And I believe Rosita resolved to take this home and see what might be done with it in Indonesia. I don't think anyone observed a practice in any of the other jurisdictions of treating these as investment properties. So the others who might have supported it did so in a theoretical rather than a practical sense. On the translation issues, the discussion was cathartic, as it always is. People who do not speak English as a first language are always frustrated on this issue. And Americans trying to understand Brits or Australians are equally frustrated. Perhaps not equally, but almost as. We did introduce several possibilities. Certainly the positive injunction, again, on the board and the staff is to write clearly and not to introduce new terms unless they are necessary. We have, for example, how many terms to discuss probability or possibility? Probably 8 or 9, and we don't need to be that way. The concrete steps, I think, that came out of that part of the discussion were the possibility of developing educational material and of reaching out to the regional organizations, and I think in this case the GLASS and the AOSSG, and perhaps the Pan-African organization that's just coming together now, would be the three most likely to help us in the process of developing a standard to identify these topics before they bubble up. We'll never get it perfect. We'll never get it exactly right, but we will try to improve. That is the summary. By the way, I will communicate directly with the chairs of the regional groups on this translation issue, I will email them directly next week and raise it with them. So that would be, that's the summary that I intend to prepare for the board. And as always, after this group, I will transmit that to the board and the staff. Rosita. I don't, well, that was the objective of getting a sound recording so that we would not need written minutes. So we will have a sound recording, and that will be posted on the website, as is the sound recording of any other public meeting. Anything else for the good of the order before I proceed to close? None appearing, I will proceed to close. Thank you very much. It's been a good meeting. Oh, I believe that our hosts want to take a picture. So I don't know where that's supposed to happen. But right here? Already taken their job seriously of reminding me about things. As always, next meeting, it will be a day and a half, which means we will need a half day's worth of things to talk about. And so I would ask you to go home and try and find those. Get them to us as soon as you can so that we can get them into the process. But two topics, three, seem to be about the right amount.